from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds. In Washington State, there are over 16,000 children being homeschooled this year. Nationwide in 2007, the number was 1.5 million, and the number of homeschooled kids is growing rapidly. Why do parents homeschool? Well, that 2007 survey from the National Center for Education Statistics suggests that most, about 36%, do homeschooling for religious or moral reasons. One in five parents who homeschool do so because of concerns about the school environment, things like safety, drugs, or negative peer pressure. About 17% of parents homeschool because they're dissatisfied with the academic instruction available at the public schools. Do you homeschool your kids? Why? How's that working out for you? It's 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Would you like to try homeschooling? Well, we have someone who can answer your questions. 800-289-5869. Write to us. Conversation@KUOW.org. Amy Leonard is homeschooling her six children, and somehow she finds time to be the vice chair of the Washington Homeschool Organization. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan, nonsectarian membership organization that serves the diverse interests of the home-based education here in Washington State. Amy Leonard, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
So six kids, what's the age range on that?
I have a 17-year-old daughter and, well, a 15-year-old daughter, 13-year-old, 10-year-old, and 6-year-old sons, and a 4-year-old daughter.
It sounds like a lot to be teaching kids of all those different age levels. They must all have different things they need to be learning. Do you get any teaching assistance from the older kids?
Yes, I do. Part of it just comes naturally as a part of home life. But I know just right after breakfast this morning, actually my 17-year-old was writing words on a whiteboard that my 4-year-old was reading. And the 4-year-old was actually reading them upside down. So they were just having fun with, oh, wow, I didn't know you could read upside down.
Now, it sounds like you're going to keep your kids in homeschooling right through 12th grade.
Right. My 17-year-old is a 12th grader.
Yeah. So. Is that common? Do most people do homeschooling for all 12 years, or do most people do it for a while and then put their kids in public schools? What's your experience?
Most common is probably not homeschooling all the way through high school. It is more rare. An awful lot of homeschoolers also use Running Start, so they homeschool until the child's junior year, and then they go to community college.
Were you homeschooled yourself?
I was homeschooled. I was both homeschooled and public schooled. I went to public school through third grade and then was homeschooled until eighth grade and went to public school again, eighth grade through the rest of high school.
Why did your folks take you out of school and homeschool you?
My mother had always been interested in it, but didn't realize it was legal. And then when my younger brother, who was in first grade, had difficult problems emotionally adjusting to school, she decided she wanted to try something different. And she researched it and found out it was, in fact, legal where we lived at the time in Texas and started homeschooling.
And what was your experience of it? How did you like it?
I really enjoyed it, which is actually why I homeschool my children myself, because I experienced both. I really liked the freedom to be able to learn the things I wanted to learn and kind of have more of my own timetable.
Now, what are the best parts of homeschooling six children? I mean, raising six children sounds like a challenge, but homeschooling them on top of that sounds like it'd be really hard.
There are definitely hard aspects of it. You asked for the best parts.
That's what we have the guest parts first.
The best parts are I really do enjoy spending time with my children. I enjoy, I majored in English when I was in college, and I enjoy literature, and so I love being able to read books with my children and share them. And I actually teach an English class in my home with some other homeschooled high schoolers, and we read books together. Right now we're reading Brideshead Revisited, and I enjoy that because it's both my growth and the growth of my children. So
now, part of it probably was because you had a good experience with homeschooling, but why else did you want to do it yourself?
Beyond the fact that I was homeschooled, I think also I felt like I could do a better job academically than most public schools because I could kind of cater it to the individual children and definitely much smaller student-teacher ratio and a lot more personal attention.
We're talking about homeschooling today. Maybe you do it. Maybe you're interested in it. Amy Leonard does with her six children. She's also vice chair of the Washington Homeschool Organization. Maybe you've got some questions on how you can do it. As she was mentioning, some people didn't even realize it was legal, although it's getting much more common these days. So what are the hardest parts of homeschooling, Amy?
Okay. For me personally, the hardest part is it's never over. Part of the Washington State homeschool law is actually that you're supposed to provide the equivalent of the number of hours that children in public school would receive for instruction. But I find for my children, they receive many more hours because we typically start school in the morning when we get up, and then we're still doing school-related things before they go to bed. Of course, with intervals in between of different things we do, but I find that my job's never done, and that's the hardest thing.
Let's go to Brad. He's listening to us today in Ballard. Brad, what's been your experience with homeschooling?
Well, I'm a four-year-old that we've homeschooled for his entire life, and I've just been really, really happy with it. The community in Seattle is really great, and I love just the opportunity to let him do whatever he wants to do and explore it at his own pace. It makes the learning process so much easier, and he's so excited about everything that he does. My wife and I both went through the public school system, and we both had really negative experiences, and we just are making, you know, a lot of sacrifices financially to make this work for us. We're a single-income household. And, you know, there are times when it's really hard and the bills don't get paid, but we look at the effect it's had on him, and we love it so much. We would never go back to public school.
Is it impractical, Brad, unless you have one parent who can stay at home?
Yeah, I mean, our original plan was to split it 50-50 so that one of us would work when one is off, but it just worked out at the time that one of us, me, taking over the full-time job, kind of just schedule-wise worked out better. So I don't think it would be really, I mean, unless both people had a schedule that meshed perfectly, I think it would be a challenge with that one person staying home full time for sure.
Is it onerous to meet the state requirements for homeschooling to kind of demonstrate that it's a legit education to officials, or what do you have to do there?
No, not at all. I mean, my son is still really young, so we haven't had to do a whole lot. But I mean, like the person was saying just a minute ago, I mean, we had so many hours of learning during the day. I mean, I really feel like the quality of education we provide is a lot better than public school. So I don't have any worries about any future requirements at all.
Hey, Brad, thanks a lot for calling. Maybe you've had also a great experience. Maybe not. Give us a call at 206-543-5869. We're talking about homeschooling today. Is it practical for a single parent to do this, Amy?
I have known a few single parents that have done it. I think it can be difficult. I actually have also known I know of a woman who they both run an insurance agency and found that they were still able to homeschool their children, mostly by bringing them into the insurance agency with them during the day. But there are situations where people are able to. I think it is more difficult, though, mm-hmm. because of financial, you know, and time requirements.
Yeah. Well, what's it like for the dynamics in your family? I mean, you're with the kids all day long doing the homeschooling, and then the other parent comes home. Are they just kind of out of it? Is it hard for them to connect since you guys are together for so much of the time?
I don't think my husband has a hard time connecting. He naturally is very interested in learning as well, and so he naturally takes a part in it. And I know when he is home, the other day my daughter, who's doing geometry, had a question on a proof. And this was actually Saturday, and I was busy. And so she went to my husband, and he helped her. So he definitely takes a role in it when he is home.
Now, one of the common reasons we hear for school is that it helps to get kids used to being around other kids. I guess that's not a huge problem in your home because there's six of them. But how do you respond to that, people who are concerned that their kids won't be able to relate to others because they're in the home all day long?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a misconception of homeschooling, is that they don't get out very much, because at least for my children, they're involved in a lot of other things, youth orchestras. Three of them are on ballroom dance teams or ballroom dance classes. They take piano lessons and violin lessons, and then they also do classes with other homeschoolers. I teach a theater class and an English class in my home, I think I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And they also, my son takes a class on U.S. history with other homeschoolers. So there's both things they do with kids that aren't homeschooled and things they do with other homeschoolers. So they actually see a lot of children probably almost every day. So
how do you compare what they're learning from you at home to what they would have learned in school? Is there any kind of way to evaluate the education that they're getting there versus regular school?
You mean like how do I assess?
Or? Yeah, like schools now have all these tests in order to evaluate how well the students are doing, and some would like to use those to judge how well the school is performing also. And I'm wondering whether you have any way of kind of calibrating to know that if you did a history class with one of your children, that they know what a kid in a history class in school would have learned. Do they have the equivalent education?
Well, there are a few different ways. Part of the Washington State homeschool law actually requires to have your kids either take a standardized achievement test or have a non-test assessment annually. I would think specifically if you were concerned about specific subjects, a non-test assessment would be very helpful, because you have someone come in who is certified in the state of Washington to be a teacher and currently working in the field of education. And I've had this done before. When I had it done, she interviewed my daughter, and she had representative samples of her work, actually did some questions with her, and just did an overall, and then a very personalized write-up about where she was.
How much does the state oversee homeschools?
Not very much. In order to homeschool, you have to file a statement, a declaration of intent, with the superintendent of your school district every year, once your child is 8. That's the current compulsory education age. And then you're required to do the standardized achievement test or non-test assessment annually, and to keep records of what you do. And there are 11 subjects that you're required to teach. But other than that, you're mostly under your own supervision. I think the law kind of feels that parents will be earnest about trying to educate their children properly. So there's not a whole lot of oversight.
Now, teachers in public school have to be certified. Is there any kind of certification a parent who's homeschooling has to go through?
To be a homeschooling parent, you have to have at least 45 college hours of college credit, or there's four different ways. Or you can take a homeschool qualifying course that's through a post-secondary institution or a technical institute. Or you can homeschool under the supervision of a certificated teacher who meets with your child on the average of 1 hour a week. Or you can also be approved by your superintendent as being approved to homeschool.
That's Amy Leonard. She's vice chair of the Washington Homeschool Organization. She's also schooling 6 children. The oldest is 17. If you've got a question for her about this, either her own experience or more about how it works, or do you actually want to do this, it's 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Will is on the line. Will, thanks for giving us a call today. What's your experience with homeschooling?
Oh, we had a great experience with it. We really enjoyed it a lot, and it turned out very successfully. And I think the kids benefited from it terrifically. We have a somewhat unique situation in that we have a home business, and so it was easy to integrate homeschooling with the home business, and the kids were able to help tremendously in the home business and learn a lot from that at the same time as doing their academic courses.
Why did you decide to do that? You're paying tax dollars for public schools. I'm sure it takes a lot of time and energy to do it. Why did you want to do homeschooling?
Well, I used to teach in some two different private schools in New England and really enjoyed it. But there is an awful lot of time in school situations where there's not really a learning process going on, where it's sort of organizing the students and keeping things moving along, but there's not really academic learning going on. And so we thought it would be more efficient. Also, we live in a fairly rural area, and we thought that we could provide a better level of education. Also, we loved being with our kids, and teaching them ourselves was really a joy. So that worked out really well.
So when people ask you about this, what's your advice for them if they're considering homeschooling their children? What should they really keep in mind?
I think if they have the time to do it, it's just such a wonderful joy and builds a really close family. And the thing that was most exciting for me was, in the homeschooling process, you can always move as fast as the child's mind is developing. So right from the very start, you'll introduce, you know, a concept, and the child will grasp it, and then you'll move on beyond that concept. And in math, for instance, sometimes the child won't be able to grasp the next concept, but you try the same thing a week later, and all of a sudden their mind has developed enough that they understand it. And that was really exciting, being able to move as fast as the mind of the youth was developing. And in school situations, you just can't have that same thing happening, because in the school situation, you have to go at sort of an average speed for all the children.
Hey, Will.
My daughter's now at MIT.
Yeah, wow.
She's very excited about that and just finds it a really dynamic environment. So the homeschooling worked out really well, and I think the colleges are really open to homeschooling backgrounds now, and that's really sort of a plus as far as applying to colleges now.
Hey, Will, thanks for telling us about your experience. And Amy, you were shaking your head when it comes to colleges looking at the homeschooling experience.
Yeah, colleges do seem to be very welcoming towards homeschoolers. Most colleges now have policies for applying to college. And I know things have worked pretty well for my daughter in applying to college. And beyond that, just all kinds of things. AP exams mm-hmm. homeschoolers can take. And I know my daughters, both high school age, have taken several AP exams.
And that's advanced placement. And sometimes yes. you can get college credit for that. So you can start college with already a couple classes right. under your belt.
So there's a lot more options than there used to be for homeschoolers. It's a lot easier. So.
What's your advice for someone who might be listening to you thinking, well, that sounds interesting to me, but I'm not sure. What would be your first piece of advice to them?
To do a little bit of research, probably. The Washington and Homeschool Organization's website, washhomeschool.org, is a really good source for knowing exactly the ins and outs of legal homeschooling. And we also have some recommended resources. And then if you know anyone that homeschools, kind of talk to them, because sometimes it's good to kind of know what homeschooling looks like, because it's really not like a traditional school.
So. Now, we're talking to your parent. We talked to other parents who are doing homeschooling. Is this something you could do in your neighborhood where maybe the parents would share the homeschooling responsibility? So maybe there's two or three families involved.
It's on a full-time basis, I don't know. But there is a lot of sharing, I think, that goes on in the homeschool community. There are several families that will get together to form what they call co-ops, where different parents teach different subjects. Sometimes those take place in churches or other buildings, but sometimes in homes. I have a younger sister that homeschools, and they actually have three homes that are near each other, and they have different ages of kids in the different homes. Just, I think it's 1 or 2 days a week, though, where they teach different classes to different ages. So that kind of thing already does happen.
We've got Joe on the line. Joe, you're calling from New York?
Yes, hi. I'm wondering, are you allowed to have a private tutor teach subjects to the homeschooled students?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're allowed to do anything, assuming that the homeschooling parent is overseeing it. But yes.
Joe, thanks a lot for your phone call. 206-543-5869. We just got a minute or so left to go here. We're talking about homeschooling. Do you have to keep records of some kind to present to school officials or just to present to college officials later on?
Yes, to both of those. As far as for school officials and to meet the requirements of the law, the only things that are absolutely part of records you have to keep are the immunization records and the records of the annual tests or assessments. For colleges, it's good to keep more extensive records so that you can actually create a transcript of the courses that your child took when they're in high school or the books they've read and different things like that to give colleges more information about what your child's education looked like.
Rico wrote to us to say a friend of mine is homeschooling her two boys, and she told me the state only requires her to teach them for 2 hours a day. He wants to know if is that correct.
That is not. The equivalent hours of instruction is supposed to be equivalent to what is in a public school. However, they do say that they realize that homeschooling is more experiential in nature, which I think means that a lot of activities that maybe would not be considered traditional schooling can count because people really are learning all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I certainly learned a lot in this last 15 minutes. Thanks very much for joining us. Amy Leonard, Vice Chair of the Washington Homeschool Organization. And you can check out their website for more information and background they have about this issue. I'm Ross Reynolds.